From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we look at Gulf War syndrome 15 years after the start of the first Gulf War.
But first, an important meeting about Iran's nuclear program that's taking place today in London. The U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany are discussing whether to bring Iran before the United Nations Security Council to impose sanctions. Here's Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw.
It's because of Iran's failure up to now to bring itself into compliance that we are now considering with our partners in Europe and the permanent five of the Security Council a referral of Iran to the Security Council through an emergency meeting of the IAEA board.
Anne Penketh is diplomatic editor of the British newspaper The Independent. She's been covering the story and she joins me now from London. And welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Tell us more about today's meeting.
Well, today you've got the big five, basically the permanent members of the Security Council and Germany, who are meeting in London at senior official level. So it's not the foreign ministers, but it's the experts who are really going to get down to the nitty-gritty. I think what they're trying to decide is whether there is enough consensus among the big five to refer this to the emergency session of the UN nuclear watchdog. And that is the body which will actually refer this whole mess to the Security Council, assuming that there is at least a minimum agreement to do that. And we're not talking about sanctions.
And we're talking about getting Russia and China to go along. How difficult would it be to do that?
The most difficult at this point is actually going to be China. China has a huge, at the moment, it's kind of draining most of the world's resources, as I understand it, to feed its own economic appetite. And it's importing masses of oil from Iran to do this. So China has very important economic relations with Iran. China is also never keen on sanctions at all. So they're going to have an uphill struggle winning the Chinese over today or in the next few weeks, even to refer Iran to the Security Council, I reckon.
And how is this playing out in Iran? What is Iran saying?
Well, Iran, as usual, is saying all sorts of contradictory things, but is consistently hard line, at least. It insists on its right to enrich uranium, saying that it is entirely a peaceful program. But that's the problem for the West, that we have not got the cast iron proof that Iran does have a peaceful program and doesn't want to build a bomb.
Well, Iran has vast oil reserves, so how convincing is its argument that it is using nuclear energy for peaceful purposes?
Yeah, not very convincing, frankly. And Iran actually worked on a nuclear program for 18 years without anybody finding out, and it was supposed to be working in cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog.
Given the war in Iraq and everything that was said in the lead up to that war vis-a-vis weapons of mass destruction and the possibility that Iraq may have nuclear weapons, will that work against the five permanent members of the Security Council in trying to make their case to the UN?
Obviously, there's all sorts of things going on here which kind of sound familiar, don't they, from the last time around, what with referring this case to the Security Council, the Bush administration. They've obviously got their hands full in Iraq. So it suits George Bush now to say, we want a diplomatic solution here. But basically, at this point, there are no other options. They don't know what the stick is. They don't know what the carrot is. Frankly, I think everybody's in a bit of a mess over this.
I've been speaking with Anne Penketh. She's diplomatic editor of The Independent newspaper in London. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.